Springfield, Iowa, that'll be October 8th. We're going to show your Illini pride. Hail to the Orange Out. That'll be October 8th. Get tickets for the next game at FightingIllini.com.
They put up these new VIP ropes or something for the visitors to leave the field, so I couldn't get over for alma mater, but that's okay.
Just call 217-337-0913 for assistance.
I'm not sure what to do with my hands. I don't know what. Okay, yes, it's Chattanooga, right? Okay, but I don't know. I don't know how to react to this. Right? Three home games, no touchdowns allowed at home. Like, I wish. I don't know. I wish it's like November and Chattanooga had like almost upset Kentucky like last year, so we would have something to like say, this is like legitimately good. Like 500 yards and a shutout and two picks and give up 100 and I don't know whatever yards, completely in control. Two games in a row in this stadium of not having a... What do I do with this? You know, at some point, my... look, you know, Virginia might be bad. You know, look, it might be this. You know, at some point, all that has to end, and I just have to say, we might be, like, good. I was listening to Solid Verbal today. And they did a thing with Solid Verbal is a college football podcast. Solid Verbal. I can't talk. Solid Verbal is a college football podcast, and it's been around a long time. In its infancy, I got to be a guest when we were going to the Kraft Light Hunger Bowl. And it was, I don't know, like, sorry, people are saying hi to me and I'm losing my train of thought as I'm walking around here. So I got to be on there when we were going to the Kraft Heinz Hunger Bowl and I talk about this. And they have this thing when they had Will Leach on as a guest years ago, where they talked about Illinois, about drive for six, okay? So they started this thing of like, you know, for some programs, six wins is everything. Look, we've done it, what, 10, 11, 14, and 19? Exactly six wins, and that's it. Every other year was five or less. So, yeah, it's a big deal for programs like us. Like other programs, yeah, they make fun of us for doing that. But the drive for six means something for teams. I'm behind it. So they did a drive for six episode. I see this in the notes on my podcast app, and I'm like, oh, my God. They're going to talk about us. We're 2-1 in Virginia. And they mentioned Illinois at the beginning, like this and that, you know, like a drive for six started with Will Leach, who did it, you know, for Illinois fans, it's a big thing. So they went through like seven or eight drive for six teams. Can these moribund programs get six wins? And they didn't talk about Illinois. Like they were listing Connolly's like percentage chance that this team, and they're like listing Arizona as a 6% chance per SP plus to get to, and they didn't talk about us. I was so disappointed. Like I'm like ready to write a letter to the manager, you know, like tweet it to Dan or Ty and be like, wait, what? How? But then I'm like, you know, I calm myself down because all I have to do in a situation like that.
I love your Twitter, man.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it. All I have to do in a moment like that is to remember all, you know, remember Eastern Michigan, remember Louisiana Tech, remember Western Michigan, remember all of the September losses that taught us who we are. And I'm like, man, how crazy would it be if I get on Twitter right now, I'm like, Dan, Ty, what the hell? Like, you didn't even mention Illinois. Like, we might be good. And if I do that, and then 3 hours later, we lose to Chattanooga. That would be very Illinois football. So I calm myself down and I'm like, I can't say it. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to do it. This is pointless. What am I thinking here? Like, don't put that out into the world with the chance that Illinois loses at home to Chattanooga on a Thursday night. Just don't do it. So I didn't. But now, do you know how good we looked? Like, I don't know. This one is hard to scale. I'll just say it that way. It's very difficult to put this to scale. I'm pretty sure Chattanooga is pretty good. Their defensive line looked really good. For DeVito to throw for that many yards, I mean, they kind of took Chase Brown out of it and said, beat us in the air. And Pat Bryant, Isaiah Williams. Look, how many of these have I recorded? Started doing it in 2009 season. So this is 13th year doing this. Recording these over and over. I have so many moments where, yeah, look, we did beat Northern Illinois 28-22, but, you know, okay, yes, it was FCS, and, you know, I don't recall this specific vibe. I don't recall, okay, yeah, sure, maybe Virginia's bad, maybe Wyoming's bad, maybe Indiana just, we should have, and maybe Chattanooga's just way too tiny, and, but, I mean, the line was 18, and we won by 31. We pitched a shutout. The three home games, we've given up, what, 6-3-0? We've given up 9 points at home? Like, that, at some point, it goes beyond the scale. At some point, you'd have to scale it for these are bad teams. At some point, you just say, okay, this is what Iowa would always do during an 8-9-win season when they play their people. Like, I don't have a frame of reference, but I'm pretty sure that's what this feels like. You know, I have so many I have so many things that I tell myself. Like, I have so many things I put in front of myself and just say, calm down. Calm down. You know the drill. Calm down. Remember Minnesota 2010. You're ready to lock up a bowl and we lose to a horrible team with a interim coach. Just slow down. Like, I put all these in front of me for the last, 35 years as a fan, but for the last 13 years of recording these, I always slow myself down. And this didn't feel like any of those. This felt so competent. Like, I've watched us beat, like Charleston Southern, you know, that game where Riley O'Toole threw 5 touchdown passes. And I stood right here and I said, look, this doesn't matter. Like, that's a winless FCS team. You know, take your worst Big Ten team, take your worst MAC team, they're going to beat this team soundly. This is not something to learn. I don't think this game was that. I think we could learn something from this, and I don't know exactly how to scale that. All I know is I enjoy this feeling. I enjoy competence. I enjoy comfort watching a game. You know, but, okay, let me just put it this way. I got to get to the press conference. Band's getting ready to leave. I'll just say it this way. I didn't think Tommy DeVito would be this good. I didn't think Chase Brown would take this kind of leap. I'm probably on record as the world's biggest Pat Bryant hype machine, but I didn't even think it would be this. I mean, he should have had like 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. I didn't know Johnny Newton would take this kind of leap. I didn't know Quan Martin would be pushing a Kirby-like season. I didn't know Ryan Walters would produce this kind of defense after losing Carney, Perry, Gay, Hanson, Tolson, Adams, Joseph. Like, I thought we might be 3-1, and I wanted to be 3-1, but I didn't think it would look like this. And this has me very, very encouraged. Go, Illini.